Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand. From Oxbow to Oslo, New York to New Westminster, we're global, baby, covering what matters to you. Let us know in the comments right now. Welcome to another episode of The Rod Peterson Show.
Nay, that's right. We're global, everybody. Welcome to The Rod Peterson Show. I will say good morning, Canada. Hey now! And hello to Canadian sports fans around the world. It's The Rod Peterson Show. I'm your host. He's the co-host, Darren DuPont. How you doing, Dupes?
Doing really well. Really well.
I'm doing real well because I noticed it's warming up out here in this part of the world. And by tomorrow, it's going to be plus temperatures.
Yeah.
Who wouldn't be happy about that?
That's exciting. It's supposed to, get up close to zero today, I think.
This is Canada's only live morning sports talk show. We're coming at you Facebook Live, rodpeterson.com/listen live, coming to you from the bunker in Western Canada. Big show today. We're going to run the gamut. It's something of a dog's breakfast today in terms of a lot of topics, right? And obviously, we're going to get to the Elite Eight show topics here in a moment.
Yep.
Coming up on the program, we were playing slow pitch last night in the Ballers Rec League, the Great Western Ballers Slow Pitch League. That's indoor, by the way. And all the guys there, who's on the show tomorrow? Who's on the show tomorrow, right? Well, here's your answer, fellas. Andrew Walker from Sportsnet 650 Vancouver. They took one in the shins last night. Shootout to Minnesota.
Yeah.
Interesting, by the way, the Oilers lost at home to the Boston Bruins. I've never seen Oiler fans so excited about a loss in my life. And in Vancouver, they're very upset.
It's the complete opposite.
Yeah,
in those two.
You noticed that.
Yeah.
So anyways, Andrew Walker from Sportsnet 650 Vancouver will join us. He's the pride of Beaubier, Saskatchewan, way down there near the U.S. border. Jermaine Franklin from TSN Calgary will join us to talk about a lot of things, not the least of which the Flames. Probably a little bit of Stampeders because he's very much in tune with the Stamps. And maybe some of this XFL-CFL debate because that continues to not go away. From the Scotties and Moose Jaw, Devin Haru joins us from the CBC. He's a very big name at the CBC, very big name in Olympic circles, and now curling circles. Devin will be with us, and Chris Lugood, the coach and GM of the Estevan Bruins, which I have not quite yet figured out because they were in L'Orange last night. Is he in the bunker, Clark?
No.
Oh, video chat. That makes sense. Yeah, that's what I thought. I saw that he was in L'Orange last night. I'm like, if he's here this morning, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
L'Orange last night.
Oh, fair enough.
And
can I tell you what's bothering me?
Yes.
You know that three of our top 10 cities are in America. Montgomery, Alabama, Prattville, Alabama, and Las Vegas, Nevada.
Global, baby.
So for those down in those southern climes, think about this for a second. I left my gym bag in my car last night. And this morning I was running around the house. You know where I'm going.
No.
I'm running around the house trying to find my gym bag. Where is it? Not that I was in a mad scramble this morning, but I'm trying to find it. Can't find it. I'm like, don't! It's in my car. So I run out, and you know what it's like. For those of you that don't know what it's like living in Canada in February, zip, take it inside, take out my towel, drop it, tunk, frozen like a cindercrete block. And you just say, why do we live here? I had an Uber driver in Las Vegas. She was wearing a halter top. She was taking us to the Golden Knights Blues game. And, of course, my brother, he's far more chatty than me. He says to her, where are you from? She says, Buffalo. And he goes, well, why'd you move to Buffalo? Or from Buffalo? And she said, well, I just realized there's got to be more to life than shivering and hibernating for 6 months. She's got it figured out. So that's what's bothering me. That's not really bothering me. But when I went to the gym this morning, I took my shaving kit and put it in the sauna while I went and worked out.
Smart.
It worked. Well. Okay, we move on. Elite Eight show topics today. It's tiebreaker day at the Scotties and Moose Jaw. Saskatchewan versus New Brunswick. BC versus Nova Scotia. I'll say it again. They're on the ice right now. Saskatchewan versus New Brunswick. BC versus Nova Scotia. I've got it on my phone right now, on my TSN Go.
Oh, good.
Nobody text me!
Yeah, because it'll throw off the
feed. Yeah, it just screws you right up. So I got it here to update it as we go.
Good.
And the last I looked, Saskatchewan was winning. Which, by the way, I'll tell you right now, spawned our Capital Auto Mall Universal Collision Center poll question. Here, I'm going to have to go into it and look at it right now. Who are you cheering for going into Scotty's finals weekend in Moose Jaw? This took up the balance of our morning meeting today. Who were going to be our top four teams at the Scotties in Moose Jaw?
Yeah.
It was hard. It's that dang four option thing that Twitter limits you to.
Yep.
So here's what it is, folks. You can vote on Twitter. You can vote on Facebook. We'll give you the results at the end of the show. Saskatchewan's Robin Silvernagle, the wild card team, Jennifer Jones, Team Ontario, Rachel Homan, and from Manitoba, Kerry Einerson. Those are the four. And you're going to say, what about Team Canada's Chelsea Carey? What about all of your provinces? Well, there's only four. So we put our heads together, and these are the four that we came up with. And right now, by a whopping margin, Robin Silvernagle is leading the Pride of North Battleford at 86%.
And she will. And she's going to win the poll. It's a race to see who's going to finish in second because, you know, we got a lot of fans from this province. That's where we're from.
Yeah.
So I get that. But, yeah, Manitoba's done really well. Kerry Einerson, I mean, she spanked Robin Silvernagle in the round robin. So it's going to be interesting to see.
So tiebreaker day. Today at the Scotties, it's looking fun. Point two, the Kelowna Rockets fired their head coach, Adam Foote, yesterday. That was a big talk last night at the Ballers Slow Pitch League. You were there. By the way, what's happened to our team? We suck.
Yeah. What do you mean what's happened? We've always sucked.
We at least won some games in the first season.
That's right.
We just suck. We can't even come close. Anyways, Rockets losing and firing their coach yesterday, Adam Foote. What do we think about that?
I don't know what to think about it, to be honest. And I understand a little bit where Bruce Hamilton's coming from because you want a team to compete. You want somebody to inspire confidence. And he cited back to the game where they were up 5-1 or 5-2 and lost just recently. Lost that game 6-5. And he's like, it was 5-2. And I kind of felt it was over. And it's not really the coaches at that point when the momentum shifts so far, it's hard to get that snowball stopped. And so he's like, we need somebody. It just wasn't there with the players. So I get it. But you went through Jason Smith after a year. Now, I believe it was a year. Could have been two. And then you went out, you brought in Adam Foote for the Memorial Cup year, and he doesn't finish the season. Yeah, that's really tough. Can't kind of make up your mind on what you want.
Well, I'm trying to get to the bottom of it. I saw Kelowna when they were through here before Christmas. They weren't very good, and I don't think they were battling injury problems then. Kamloops came through and was way better. We don't need to go through what the rant from the other day, but I would suggest that Bruce Hamilton, the GM, did put him on the table by firing the head coach. You can't fire 20 players. You can fire the head coach. The fact of the matter is the team just isn't that good. And if Max Paddock is all world, as everybody is seeming to think that he is, why didn't Kelowna go out and get him? Because they didn't want to mortgage the future. So they're kind of getting, you reap what you sow. Have you ever heard that?
Yeah.
I really don't even know what that means, but it sounds good. Brian, we have a new viewer in Chicago. Brian Snow in Chicago writes in. He says, I'm from Chicago and I've been there with a cold gym bag. We have to remember the Canadians do not have the market cornered on being cold.
No, we don't.
Minnesotans are like honorary Canadians and North Dakotans and Montanans and all that.
Oh, yeah. But that gym bag, I mean, I just know. You pull on
the worst.
Because you have a change of underwear and shorts or whatever for the gym, and it's like you pull that on, and it's cold and a little damp, and you're just like, I don't want to do anything wearing these clothes. Nothing.
I don't.
Just sit in the sauna, and that's it. Call it a day. Well, we'll try again tomorrow.
You really want to know something? I'd forgotten my sandals at home, so the day before, I was working out in my runners, obviously, and I wore my runners into the sauna and the shower because my doctor said, don't ever go in these places without sandals on. Well, I didn't have sandals, so I wore my shoes in the shower. They froze, too.
Of course they did.
Don't text me, I said. I got the curling on. I sound like my mom. Point three. What?
Can I go sideways for a second?
Why not?
Because I'm sitting there at the Pats game the other day,
Yeah.
And one of the things is my dad, he has a negative tendency when we're sitting there on a few things. We're watching sports and he's, the refs did this. Gary Bettman screwed this up. This, you know, the refs want somebody to win. They want that team to win. They're paying them. And I'm like, Dad, just enjoy the game. Stop being so negative. And I always go the other way. And we're sitting watching the game and I'm sitting there being like, you know, as we do with the show, I'm like, they could do the pregame better. That pregame, they could fix that. And I'm complaining about the music at the Rush game, not changing at the right time. And they look over me, just like your dad. You're like your dad. I'm like, oh no.
Like
my dad, just in a completely different way, but doing the same things. And it was a sad realization.
We're all going sideways here. A couple here. Trent Bruner is checking in from Norway. Thank you for watching in Norway, Trent. He says, Norway calling. Hope Saskatchewan wins and goes on at the Scotties. How effective will Chris Jones be in the Cleveland front office? Hope the Prince Albert Raiders hold down first place. Go Raiders, go. That's from Trent in Norway. So he hit 3-1 there in 140 characters. That's impressive.
He's very good.
We'll try to get to all those. Brady Witt in Saskatoon writes in and says, good morning, Rod. It's Les Lazaruk's 61st birthday. That deserves a ring of the bell. Came up in my Facebook feed this morning. Good morning, Lester. Happy birthday. The voice of the Saskatoon Blades and my brother from another mother. We're only on to point three of the Elite Eight show topics here. The NFL going to 17 games. Do we care?
It's news. It's a thing. They're going to 17 games, losing a preseason game, and potentially adding another playoff team. That's what we care about. The Dallas Cowboys might have made the playoffs.
Yep.
Right? And in today's world, there's so much parity in every league in sports. An extra team in the playoffs, only one team gets a bye. Those last regular season games are going to be interesting when you have a battle for first place in the conference, because that's the only bye. I kind of like it.
Jason in Red Deer's watching. Jason Bicek, he says, didn't you wear runners for your polar plunge too, Rod? I absolutely did, Jason. Good eye. And that's a different pair of runners. You notice how cold I've been lately, and I hate being cold. Anything for charity.
Yeah.
Remember the cowboy code. Honesty, integrity, community, and God. Write it down. Point four. This is a big one for me. Of all the Elite Eight, this is my big point. CFL's asking for a few $100,000 municipally to host the Touchdown Atlantic in July in Halifax. Got that article sent to me this morning. If I read it correctly, $200,000 from the city of Halifax and $100,000 from the province of Nova Scotia. Is it right for the CFL to ask for public money to host this Touchdown Atlantic game? Frankly, I don't think it is. I don't think the NHL, when they came in here with the Heritage Classic, was asking the city of Regina and the province of Saskatchewan for hundreds of thousands of dollars to host the game. Apples and oranges? I understand that. I understand the CFL, by the way, is not flush with cash. I understand that, too. But I think the Atlantic Schooners owners, which have hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars of resources, and I know they've committed a lot of money already, but you haven't even played a game and you got your hand out already. It's not going to play well. It's not going to look good. So do we want to be big time? Act like we're big time? Then don't ask for public money. Do you have a thought on that?
Yeah. I mean, I agree. I agree to a sense. I also see the other side of it is you want it to succeed. So you want the more willing partners you can have at the table helping to make sure this is going to be a success, the better. But this isn't the team coming in and playing games yet. This isn't, you know, the Halifax or the Atlantic Schooners playing football games. This is Touchdown Atlantic. This is showcasing the CFL to that market. And from that ownership perspective, this is their marketing efforts.
Right.
This isn't the province's
marketing. Put it down as marketing, yeah.
So put it down in your marketing budget. And this is your chance to show the province and the country that this is serious, that you're serious, and that football fans will latch onto it here. And then they can wake up and say, oh, okay, that makes us more, it gives us a bigger appetite to support you. Here's some more stadium money. Here's some more funding to help grow this thing.
JR in Cranbrook writes in, he says, I agree. Thank you, JR. Tyler Dacu, our social media advisor, writes in. He says, that is the wildest concept. You want to be looked at on the level of other major sports leagues? Act like it. Because the Halifax Wanderers, is that the soccer team?
I think so.
The lacrosse team there is playing to sell out crowds. They're so far ahead of what the CFL is trying to do in Halifax. I saw photos from it. What's the Halifax team? Thunderbirds. They're eating the football guy's lunch in Halifax. And here's the CFL asking for a handout to host Touchdown Atlantic. Doesn't smell good to me. Perry Karakachuk. Do you know him?
Yeah, Karakachuk.
Karakachuk. He writes in on Twitter. Hey, Roddy. Tell DuPont he won't be like his dad till he rolls out the beard. Your dad's got long beard.
He does. I want to get him into modern men. I was actually talking to Jasmine. I'm like, we got to at least clean it up a little bit. Clean it up.
Trim it up.
Just a little bit.
Your dad is a tough looking SOB.
Oh, yeah.
He looks mean. Well, is he mean?
He's been cranking wrenches for, 60 years. Right. Biceps are huge.
Tyler Gross, our business manager, is watching. Notice all our staff are watching the show.
Yeah.
Is that good or bad?
I don't know if it's good for business.
Tyler says, Thunderbirds are the NLL team. I love Halifax. That's his hometown. Donald Mitchell, our Navy friend, is watching in Ottawa, Ontario. He says, the CFL has a massive uphill climb to woo a very skeptical maritime community. You've got to get more savvy with the mindset of Haligonians. That's the guy that spent a lot of time in the Maritimes, Donald Mitchell, obviously with the Navy for pretty much his entire career. I don't like it. I don't like it. A few hundred grand, shell out the dough. It just doesn't look good. That may be a theme throughout.
Everybody wants to do great things, put themselves out there, but they don't want to take on any risk.
That doesn't work that way.
No, and unfortunately, it doesn't work that way. If you want to go chase your dreams, you want to go create a pro football team, okay, you're not going to be able to go out every weekend. You're not going to be able to live in a fancy house. You got to cut back a little bit. You can't create something and have somebody else pay for it. That doesn't really work.
That's how it looks. If yeah. I'm wrong, tell
oh, yeah.
me.
Could be completely wrong.
This is the rollout, by the way, for Flooring Superstores. And the countdown is on, Trent Dickin from Flooring Superstores. 2 days till we're together in Cabo San Lucas, Mexico. 2 days till we're with the Dickens. I love them like the Dickens. Flooring Superstore. Point five, I guess we covered this already. Oilers, Canucks losing in extra time. Oiler fans ecstatic. Canucks fans despondent. Looking forward to hearing from Andrew Walker on that from Sportsnet 650 Vancouver.
They almost had the Hollywood ending in Vancouver in the shootout. They had a chance to win it, didn't. And then they give the new guy, Tyler Toffoli, a chance to win the shootout, and he completely messed it up. I mean, went in too tight, missed the net, fell down at the end of it. It was not a good ending for the Canucks. Dun, 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 dun.
Can I make a suggestion?
Yeah.
For anybody that's writing in on the Facebook wall, and for that matter, the Prairie Mobile text line, would you mind just at the end tagging where you're at? Would that be cool?
That'd be cool.
We got a guy from Toronto writing in. We got a guy from Halifax writing in. Already to Red Deer, Victoria. I'm basically going by memory. I think it'd be cool for everybody to see where people are writing in from. Guy from Chicago writing in already today.
That's really cool.
Would you mind, just for today, let's try it. Tag your comments with what city or town you're watching from. Point six, show topics. The Jets are at Ottawa tonight. It's the start of a four-game roadie for the Winnipeg Jets. They came off a homestand where they went 4-2. I got a lot of friends that are Jets fans. They're pretty excited about the team right now.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any thoughts? Like, they're right knocking on the door of the playoffs. Those teams are.
All I know, I put up the standings after the game last night. I think they're a point out, and it is. It's wild how tight it is in the West and in the Pacific Division. For Winnipeg, the news is around Dustin Byfuglien again.
Yep.
What are they going to do with him? Monday's trade deadline is coming Monday afternoon. Will they be able to move him by then? Here's some potential suitors. They're putting out all those options, trying to see if you can ignite a trade market for Dustin Byfuglien, get him off the books, and maybe get some help. Get some help to the team to be able to push him over the edge, because we know they've got some high-end talent in Winnipeg, that if they can get in, anything can happen.
Boy, I started something. Scott Nichols in Saskatoon Stephen Jacobson in Minot, North Dakota. Import fan number 13, he says. Bruce Rogers watching from Puerto Vallarta. Casey Andrew says he's watching from the moon, which is probably very mentally you're there, Casey. I know him. Jordan Blodgett's watching from the other side of this wall. Funny, Jordan. Guys laughing back in. Mike Lennox watching from Glendale, Arizona.
It's a director's joke. Okay.
Is it a director's joke?
I don't know.
Oh, from Casey Jones watching from Winnipeg, home of the Grey Cup champions. I will tell you something, Casey. You're not going to get tired of saying that for a long time. You're going to get 365 days of saying it. And maybe 365 more after that.
Yeah. As we were talking about before the show, I said, did you know your wife's on TikTok? I got the TikTok app and I put out a, I don't know what a TikTok really is yet.
Me either.
And I said, I put out the first, one of my TikTok videos and I said, I don't know how to TikTok. So this is a TikTok. Hopefully you can help me how to TikTok, right? Got a couple of comments. But I'm scrolling through and I got this one TikTok and the guy's like, he says, okay, quick, you got 5 seconds. Name three beautiful Canadian cities. 5, 4, 3.
Vancouver,
two,
Montreal, Ottawa.
One. And I bet you didn't name Winnipeg. That's what he says at the end of it. And it's like, I didn't name Winnipeg. And I kind of felt bad for the people in Winnipeg, but you didn't name them either.
John Heaps watching from Scottsdale. John Schmidt watching from our beautiful city, Regina. From Bryn Hadubak, sitting on the couch in the bunker, watching both live and on Facebook. Hi, Bryn. Love it. We got to move. We got to skedaddle here. We're going long. 0.7, Alouettes wide receiver Quan Bray and NFL offensive lineman Greg Robinson. Arrested with 157 pounds of marijuana driving through the southern United States in the state of Texas.
Not grams.
Pounds.
Pounds.
Hey, maybe they were having a party. Maybe it's a misunderstanding.
Perhaps.
Facing 20 years in jail. I'll get to it in the sports update. Say it again. Maybe the CFL should pay their players more. They wouldn't have to sell drugs. 0.8, Chris Jones saying, we had the comment from Trent in Norway about how will Chris Jones reshuffling in Cleveland affect him? What impact will he have? That's an almost impossible question to answer.
Today,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. Big time. Because we don't know. Until we hear from him and talk to him. Is it a move he wanted? Is it a move he orchestrated? You know, I'm not really sure. So that's interesting. I don't know if we can answer that today.
No, and I don't expect that we'll have Chris Jones on this program to explain it, but I do expect to talk with the Chris Jones camp, and we'll get a little more detail on that. And as we wrap this up, because we are going way long, but that's fine because we're having so much fun. Your CFL versus XFL tweet literally went viral. What's it at 50,000 impressions now?
Yeah.
You had a CFL personnel person write you. Can you just in 60 seconds or less encapsulate that?
Yeah, I mean, part of it is, you know, the CFL has to be aware of the XFL in the simple fact that the guys that I mentioned in the tweet, they're not small names. Especially not in the CFL. They're not small names. They're veterans. They're guys who have been around. You know, S.J. Green, Armani Edwards, Derek Dennis, Thad Coleman, names that are connected to the XFL. They're not small names. But as it was pointed out, and, you know, I'm pretty aware of it from CFL types, a lot of it has to do with money. And these guys were not necessarily offered contracts that they deemed to be acceptable. And so they went down there to claim another paycheck. And to continue to play. And there might be an opportunity for them when they come back. Not saying that the CFL is shaking in their boots about the XFL or the XFL is going to take over, because that would be far too premature to say that. But it's just something you have to be aware of, that they're out there and that they're, you know, you got to take care of your players because there are options. And the money's not there, but playing on national TV in the USA on the two biggest networks in Fox and ESPN, that means something.
Now it's getting funny. Kevin Dyko, and thanks for the update there. Kevin Dyko in Saskatoon writes in, says, from the rumor mill, you'll be taking over the track announcer's job at Marquess Downs. That's an inside joke. Do you know Dave Paulson?
I don't.
Legendary horse racing announcer from Saskatoon. This is the way he talks, not just on the microphone, but as we're talking right now. And I met him in the lobby of the Holiday Inn. He was autograph seeking with Grant Fear and Martin Brodeur and those guys. And we got a big bang out of Dave Paulson, voice of Marquis Downs, and Kevin's his best friend. So that's funny, Kevin. I'm not taking his job. I got a job. Jermaine Franklin of TSN Calgary joins us next. This has been the rollout for Flooring Superstores, and you're watching the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live. Listen live at rodpeterson.com.
2020 has officially arrived. It's time to trade and upgrade at Capital Ford Lincoln. Trade up on a brand new 2019 F-150 Supercrew 4x4. They're starting at just $34,999 plus tax. That's savings up to 30% off. Plus, get 19% off all remaining new 2019 Ford Escapes. 4x4s are starting as low as $25,999 plus tax. Happening for a limited time at Saskatchewan's 2019 number one Ford store, Capital Ford Lincoln in Regina.
Direct West provides us with stats and analytics, and it's amazing for us to look and see that, you know, each year we're 10 to 20% higher on our Google leads. It's great to see the success that our locations are having. The Direct West app gives us an opportunity to be in one place for people to find any of our locations or our commodities. Without Direct West, we would have to be in multiple digital places. I would recommend Direct West. They're great to work with.
This isn't just a beer. This is a double-aged, never-back-down, full-of-heart Western beer. This is a beer brewed by 16 guys who risked it all. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
Laid back and kicking it, let's head back to the studio. Here's Rod.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. Just ahead of TSN's Jermaine Franklin, a sports update for Ballers. PEI's Suzanne Burt advanced to the championship round of the Scotties with an 8-7 win over Kerry Galusha of Northwest Territories in Moose Jaw last night. A pair of tiebreakers between New Brunswick and Saskatchewan today and BC and Nova Scotia. I got it on right now on my TSN Go app. Saskatchewan leading New Brunswick 7-4 in the ninth inning.
Yeah.
I got it.
Good.
Alex Galchenyuk scored the tying goal and the shootout winner as the Minnesota Wild beat the Vancouver Canucks 4-3. Kevin Fiala and Luke Kunin also scored in regulation for many. And Mats Zuccarello had two assists. Devin Dubnyk stopped 31 shots. David Pastrnak scored his 43rd goal of the season, 1:14 into overtime as the Boston Bruins beat the Oilers 2-1 last night. Vegas Golden Knights GM Kelly McCrimmon announced the following roster transactions. The team has acquired defenseman Alec Martinez from the LA Kings for a pair of second-round picks and has also recalled forward Nicholas Roy and defenseman Zach Whitecloud and Jimmy Schultz. Mike Fiers is scheduled to start a split squad game for Oakland on Sunday in his first game action since revealing the Houston Astros cheating scheme. Fiers said the Astros had stolen signs using a camera in center field during their run to the 2017 World Series Championship. That is the sports update for Ballers Rec Room, where it's cheap Thursday, cheap drinks, cheap games, cheap wings.
Woo.
$10 unlimited free play.
Why couldn't we be playing
at Ballers?
Slow pitch on night like that.
Thank you, Jermaine Franklin, for sitting through the preamble, joining us from Calgary, from TSN Calgary. Good morning, Frankie. How are you?
I'm doing well. Good morning, Rod.
How cold is it in Calgary? Because it is frigid here.
You know, it's not crazy. It is cold, but it's not too crazy. I think it's supposed to warm up, actually, the next couple of days. And then on Monday, it's going to get crazy cold again, like minus 15, minus 20. But right now, it's not too bad.
Are Calgarians not talking about that? Have you not had an abnormally cold winter over there?
Well, compared to last year, this has been a better winter, because last year we had a crazy like six week spell where we were minus 15, minus 20, minus 25 for the full 6 weeks. Usually we get a little bit of a respite with a nice little Chinook or something like that. It was like we were truly in the prairies, like Saskatchewan or something, because it was six straight weeks of ridiculous temperatures. So this year we're not complaining as much, but we've definitely had our cold snaps, that's for sure.
Yeah, I don't think people understand that it gets cold in Calgary. I went to Mount Royal University. That's where I went to school. It gets dang cold there. Not as cold as Edmonton, but cold. Frankie, we're just kind of looking for a Calgary sports update. I'll get around to the Stampeders, and I want your thoughts on the XFL. But the Flames, where they stand right now, they're in the thick of it. What's up with the red and gold?
Yeah, I think the Flames, we just spoke to Brad Treliving yesterday, and he basically said that he's looking to improve the team, but he's not going to quote his words, empty the clip in order to get it. Some of the prices that have been paid for defensemen like Alec Martinez, like Scandella, he's not willing, quite willing to pay those prices just yet. Also, the main thing that the Flames are looking for is a natural right shot scoring right winger that can play in the top six. Those don't grow on trees, obviously, and they won't come cheap. So what Treliving is perhaps he's doing is he's just letting the rest of the league know that he's not going to get swindled. But at the same time, if he wants to add, it's probably going to cost a pretty penny. And the question is it worth adding, knowing that his team, one, is in a playoff spot, but two, has been inconsistent. He isn't interested in a rental. And if he was to get a rental, he isn't going to overpay for it just for the chance, per chance, that they make the playoffs. Because what his team has shown him right now is they're capable, but that is no guarantee, and he's not going to waste valuable assets just for a maybe.
Yeah, you mentioned a top six forward, Jermaine. What else would be on the Flames' wish list, and how bad is their injury situation right now? How close are they to getting some guys back?
Well, their injury situation isn't as bad as it used to be or as it was once thought. Mark Giordano, he's been out for a couple of weeks with a hamstring injury, and it was thought that maybe he wouldn't be coming back till mid-March. Now, Treliving just came out and said that Giordano will be joining the team on the road trip, and there is a possibility for him to play. That's a big difference. Now, is he just telling us this so that he can call off the dogs in case he's looking for defensive depth? He doesn't want to seem desperate. We're going to have to wait and see. But Travis Hamonic, he said, who's suffering from an undisclosed upper body injury, he is still out. He is still considered week to week. So Giordano is much closer to returning than Hamonic. And those are the two big ones. Derek Ryan, their depth centerman, who makes players better. Derek Ryan is a very underrated player. He has missed the last couple of games due to sickness, but it looks like he is back on the mend. He joined the team in practice yesterday, and he'll be back. He's expected to be back Friday against the Bruins. So the Flames, they are dealing with their injuries. How that affects them going into the trade deadline on Monday is not quite yet known. Every team is looking for defensive depth. You can never have too many defensemen. But the main priority, I believe, for the Flames is that natural right shot right winger. Because Elias Lindholm, they moved him to center, and he did a bang-up job there. But they just moved him back to right wing to play with Monahan and Gaudreau, who have been basically average all season long when it comes to what they're capable of. And Jeff Ward is hoping to boost them. But putting Lindholm on the right side means that the center ice position has suffered a little bit. But right now they're putting him where they need him the most, and that's the right side. And he is basically their only natural right shot winger who can score, leading the team in goals with 27.
TSN's Jermaine Franklin with us from Calgary. Jermaine, what did you think when you saw Derek Dennis signing in the XFL?
I was a little surprised. But that's what happens when you have UFAs. That's what happens when there is competition outside of the CFL market. The one thing about the CFL, as you know, is there's a salary cap. And one thing that John Huffnagel is not afraid to mention is he doesn't have the pennies to sign a lot of big names, especially after the contract he gave Bo Levi Mitchell last year. Derek Dennis is a very good offensive lineman. He's the bone crusher, as he calls himself, and he has not been an issue whatsoever. But it depends what you have budgeted for the offensive line, and obviously they didn't have it in the budget to keep a Derek Dennis.
Hey, I won't keep you much longer. Jumping back to the Flames for a second, Jason Bicek's watching in Red Deer. He's a Flames fan. He says, Johnny Gaudreau has removed the Flame from his Twitter bio and Instagram bio. It used to say number 13 Calgary Flames. Now it just says number 13. Is there something brewing between Johnny Gaudreau and the Flames?
That is a great question, and I have not noticed that, so I appreciate that. I'll look that up. But Johnny Gaudreau has not been himself this year, I think it's fair to say. He has been putting a few points up of late, but it's just not the same Johnny Gaudreau. He's not going to the rough areas like he used to, and I'm not saying he used to go there all the time, but he certainly was not afraid to dart in and out of that slot. He was not afraid to get to that corner once in a while. This year, it's been once in a long, long while, and just doesn't seem to be as motivated as he used to be. With that being said, as I mentioned off the top, he is scoring a few points now in the nitty-gritty when it matters the most, but There's wonder. And let's not forget about the Flames and what Brad Treliving basically said coming into this year. This is a year where he's going to learn a lot about his team. Last year, everything went outstanding in the regular season. Guys were scoring goals and like water running. But when it got to the postseason, they were out in five games. When it got tough, they weren't ready. They were expected to be a much tougher team this year. They've gone through a lot of adversity. That could play out well in the playoffs if they make it. But back to the Johnny Gaudreau thing. If he is not playing excellently, he is not playing that well. And if this team does make the playoffs and has another fast exit, Brad Treliving has to ask questions about his core. And Johnny Gaudreau is part of that core, still has a few years left on his deal. Sean Monahan is part of that core, still has a few years left in that deal. One of those two, perhaps, would maybe up for grabs in the summer. Obviously, it would have to be quite the haul for Brad Treliving to make a move like that. But what I'm saying is perhaps he listens this summer about other teams who have interest in Johnny Gaudreau. And we all know he loves it back home out east. He would love to play in that area where Philadelphia, the Rangers, Boston, everybody's basically driving distance and his family's right there. That's goes without question. Is there something up between Johnny Gaudreau and the Flames? I don't know, but I think Brad Treliving will definitely listen if teams are interested in him this summer if things don't go well.
That is an outstanding Calgary Sports Report. Jermaine, thank you so much for this. We'll let you get back to doing what you're doing. Thanks for the time. Appreciate the help.
Thanks, Rod. Off to practice.
All right. Enjoy. Jermaine Franklin off to Saddledome, joining us from Calgary today via video chat. There's a lot of offshoots we could go from there. I think we should take a break. And then we'll get into the rest. On the way, we're going to be talking Canucks with Andrew Walker for Sportsnet 650 Vancouver. Scotty's with Devin Herou with the CBC. Estevan Bruins coach and GM Chris Lugard coming up as well. And a lot of questions on the XFL. And don't forget, folks, when you're commenting in today, I haven't asked for it before, but just chime in with where you are watching from today. Just out of interest's sake. We'll be right back. It's the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
I've chased adrenaline my entire life. But I'm talking fourth quarter, monster hit, crowd losing it. Nothing beats the energy of a rush game.
At Prairie Mobile, you can get the phone you want when you want. All smartphones are $0 every day. With convenient locations across Saskatchewan, Prairie Mobile, your Sastel authorized dealer, has you covered. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
If you're looking for radio that's got a great message, well, we've got it. LTD Radio plays the best of the 60s to the 90s. all with amazing stories about people right from your community. You can listen live right now at ltdradio.com, iTunes, Streama, and TuneIn. LTD Radio, music to build a better day.
Oh yeah, he's back. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Okay, we are back. Thanks, everybody. It's episode 181 of Canada's only live morning sports talk show. Thanks for chiming in. We got a humdinger on the go over in Moose Jaw, Mosaic Place. They are in the 10th end of that tiebreaker. And if you're really on pins and needles with who's in, you'd be on pins and needles.
Oh, yeah.
It's Saskatchewan 7, New Brunswick 6. This is a tiebreaker. If Silvernagel doesn't win, she gone.
But she's got the hammer in 10. So that's a positive.
It helps.
It helps.
Doesn't guarantee anything.
No, it does not.
And our daily Capital Automall Universal Collision Center poll question is simply this. Who are you cheering for into finals weekend at the Scotties? Who are our four options again? Saskatchewan's Robin Silvernagel, Ontario's Rachel Holman, Manitoba's Carrie Einerson. Who was the fourth?
Jennifer Jones.
Jennifer Jones, the wild card.
Yeah.
Well, it's a runaway. Robin Silvernagel leading that poll with 86%, I saw, and I see you've got it on your TSN Go app, too.
I do.
There's going to be a lot of broken hearts if she doesn't pull this out.
Well, she got up to such a great start, and then it's just been downhill the last little bit. But one win can completely flip things around, and all of a sudden she can have a great championship pool. So
I know the balance of people that care about curling are watching the curling, so I'll get back to the other things right now. Neil Shuchuk watching from White Court, Alberta, says, if I am Ken Holland, I may not make the big deal people are expecting. Meanwhile, I'll say the Canucks are in an amazing spot with possibly the best goalie in the NHL. Jacob Markstrom's the best goalie in the NHL?
He's playing pretty well.
I'm not saying he's not.
He's an all-star.
But you don't usually hear his name at or near the top. You might be right, Shuey. The Flames fans are all in a dither here about this Johnny Gaudreau thing. Johnny Hockey may be on his way out. As a matter of fact, Chad Isaac, watching from Regina, writes in, he says, as a diehard Flames fan, the way Gaudreau has performed this year in playoffs last year, I can't say I'm surprised. That's the thing. Clark comes out of his cage here in the break, and he's like, oh, stirring it up. Johnny Gaudreau's unhappy in Calgary. I'm like, this is news? Have you been watching the games? This goes back like the last 2 years. He's just been going through the motions.
Yeah.
Is this not something they talk about in Calgary?
You would think. I mean, when a guy's, especially a guy's underperforming, and the team had the playoff struggles last year, and now you come in and you're not performing the way that you used to, of course the guy would be unhappy. It's not unreasonable to expect that he would be unhappy. And he's an American, right? And he wants to play potentially closer to home, as all guys might want to do. Very interesting. The removing the flame stuff, I know we nitpick this stuff too much. He took the Calgary Flames off. He took her off his profile picture. What does it mean? Well, it's because he just wants to change it up, maybe.
Yeah, but I think he's unhappy.
But that does maybe lead me to believe that there's more going on, that at least the conversation's happening.
I'm actually very lucky to have been raised the way that I have. When I say that I go to those junior games, more so to sit and visit with the NHL scouts than to actually watch the games, this is why. Maybe that's where I'm picking up this information. Just chatting with those guys. You don't see a lot of other media guys sitting at those tables with the scouts. Have you noticed? You've been in there.
Oh,
and I'm just lucky because these are guys I've known since I was little. My dad would bring me along,
yeah,
right? And these guys know. Maybe that's where I'm picking it up. I don't know. But you don't need to be on the inside of the hockey world to see that Johnny Gaudreau is not happy in Calgary.
Yeah, you don't.
Just watch the games.
Yeah.
But Clark has a feeling that the Jermaine Franklin clip may go viral. We'll see. Kevin Diaco in Saskatoon, who incidentally, when I met him in Saskatoon, and I'd met him before, we went to another Saskatoon sports bar back in the day, but he didn't know the show was live. He's been listening to the podcast every day.
Yeah.
For months.
You got a great podcast, Rod.
That's what he said. I'm like, you understand it's live every day, Kevin, right? He's like, what? And now he's in. He's in it to win it. So it's getting out, pressing the flesh, shaking hands, face to face.
Yeah.
That's how this thing's growing, don't you know? But Kevin writes in, he says, something to ponder. The Vegas Raiders will have a sports book at the stadium. When will the CFL catch up with the fact that huge revenue is being lost by not doing this? And could supplement events like Touchdown Atlantic buy this? I don't know. I do want to talk about one thing. There's a guy that wrote a long rant on how to fix the CFL. We were talking about this in our pre-game meeting today. Are we going to address the fact that this guy wrote this rant about how to fix the CFL? It's on CFL Reddit. If you don't know what Reddit is, don't bother. You're not going to know. Those that know, know. And it's like, are we going to talk about what this guy wrote? It's appealing to fans under 40. It's what all was it?
Yeah, there's a lot in there.
Video games,
it's
all that stuff.
It's the whole deal, yeah.
And my thing is that it's not, why? I mean, he can write it, but why are we going to talk about that? I wrote in my Monday Morning Goalie column that the CFL, I think, needs to make a major, major foray into betting. And that's different than fantasy. I think they're doing a pretty good job with what they have with the fantasy. But yeah. Prop bets, odds, all these things, are they doing it? Like, I'm not a gambler, but I get it sent to me by the XFL and the NFL.
It's not in front of your
face. It's being shoved in front of my face by those other leagues.
That's the point, right? And that's the marketing and the hard work. And it's tough. And everybody's looking for the secret. And unfortunately, all of our marketing tools and the marketing tools in 2020, which heavily include the Facebooks, the Instagrams, the TikToks, the Twitters, the Snapchats, and all of the rest, the LinkedIns even now. Those are the big marketing platforms too, as much as billboards and out of home and radio, television, and print. But you have to find that secret mix of what the Golden Knights did to you. They welcomed you out. They're there. They're talking to you specifically. They're bringing you out, letting you in the store, showing you a good time. You have to be able to do that with multiple people without being able to actually one-on-one interact with them. You have to be able to give them that type of attention the same way, right? You have to make them feel that special. It takes hard work. You got to constantly be pushing the message, constantly be putting it in front of people in all areas. So CFL 2.0, we can like it or not like it, but it can't be the only thing. And marketing to the younger generation, you know, in schools is great. We got to do it, but can't be the only thing. Marketing in sports betting, you got to do all of it, right? But the gambling thing, yeah, you got to put it in people's faces. You got to continue to give people opportunities and multiple ways to enjoy the experience. Because we sit here and watch the curling, and we talk about how great it is, but most of the time between shots, we're on our phones.
Right? You have to be.
You have
it's
to.
It's too slow.
So you have. But every game between plays now, you're on your phone, right? You look at it. You get one ad, and you say, "That sounds great. I'd love to go to the game this weekend, rivalry game." But you got to click on it. You got to buy a ticket. You got to go. So you say, "Okay, when I have a little more time, I'll do that." And unless it gets shoved back in your face again, you forget. You don't go back. So you got to constantly be shoving marketing in people's faces.
Chris Clark, watching from the Pats unofficial podcast, he says the XFL has betting odds right on the screen during the game. Again, I'm not a bettor. I'm just saying this looks interesting. I mean, got to try something. They're going to overtime in Moose Jaw in the tiebreaker between Saskatchewan and New Brunswick at 7-7. Hammer didn't help. New Brunswick stole one.
I missed the last rock.
That's okay. We are supposed to be doing a show here. This is just for...
That is a good thing then that I missed.
Yeah. Tyler Gross, our sales manager, has written in. He says, I need the RP show bump to get into Wendell Clark's before 11 a.m. Can you help me, please? Oh, I see. We'll tell the people inside Wendell Clark's who are watching. Can you open the door for Tyler, please? To the Prairie Mobile text line at 306-840-8777. That's 840-8777. Hey, dupes. Riders just signed DeMarcus Ayers. The XFL Guardians cut him loose. Will any of the CFL vets who signed start in the XFL? Signed, metal shingle guy from beautiful downtown Regina. All of a sudden, you're the XFL insider in Canada. You notice that with one little tweet?
Yeah. Been paying attention, you know.
I'm good.
No, will the Canadian guys start in the XFL? Is that the question?
The CFL guys,
will they start? Not right away. They're going to have to get integrated to the game again. And make no mistake, these guys have been playing the four-down game their entire lives. they're still going to need to adjust back to the four down game. They're going to have to adjust to it and then all the new rules. So they won't start right away. But I can imagine that most, if not all, four of them or three of them, however many have signed now, that they'll have an opportunity to play significantly. And then you hope that there's an opportunity for them to come back. But going to the XFL doesn't guarantee anything. And as a CFL team, are you going to keep a starting, because these are all starting caliber players that are going. And that's why it's a big deal. Are you going to keep a starting tackle position open? Open? Going into training camp? Hoping one of these guys isn't going to get hurt, isn't going to enjoy playing down there, isn't going to get a bump in revenue or sign a sponsorship deal or anything, and hope that they come back, that they want to come back? I don't know. You're going to fill your spots. So these guys have to hope that something opens up. But I think they'll have an opportunity to play and become names in the XFL.
I love it. Ty Dacu putting on the Rod Peterson Show Facebook feed. XFL insider Dupes gives his thoughts on the transition of former CFLers to the new American League. See, it doesn't take much.
Yeah, but now, expectations versus reality. Now we got to put in the work. Now you're going to see him on the phone all afternoon talking to folks in Tampa Bay and L.A. And
what's wrong with that?
I'm going to enjoy it.
As I said to you last night when you were marveling over the reaction to your tweet, I said, see, you got to put them on the table.
Learning.
Sometimes they get crushed.
Yeah, sometimes they get crushed.
just so you know, that's why a lot of people don't want to do it.
Yeah.
Derek Dennis, by the way, if you follow him on Twitter, he made an interesting comment. I think it was last night. Man, I forgot how small these fields are back home.
Yeah.
So they're putting him through the paces already. He's like, I think he'll be starting soon.
Yeah.
Because if you've been following any of the games in the XFL, not to mention the coverage, what the pundits are saying is if there's any position that's lacking, it's the offensive line. So I think Thad Coleman, Derek Dennis, and anybody else that goes down there, they'll be starting very soon. And SJ Green might be starting this week for Tampa Bay. Steven Jacobson, I said, in Minot, he wrote in. He just wants us to know on the Prairie Mobile text line. He says, I am not watching, by golly. I'm listening from Minot. What's that guy got to do to get a girl in this town? That's what Steven said. There's a inside joke to that. 2013 Grey Cup. Kelly Remple and I, the Silver Fox, are doing the old talk show. Remember the old show?
Yeah.
From just outside the doors of Ryderville. And this Steven Jacobson had came up from Minot. And I knew him a little bit. And he's hanging around by the table with us, waiting for us to get off the air to go into Ryderville. And he says to me, what's a guy got to do to get a girl in this town? And I said, for starters, stop hanging around with us. Get in there. Get in the game.
Yeah.
Ask a girl to dance. Buy her a great Western. Stop hanging around with the guys.
That's so true.
What do I got to do? The thinking for everybody all the time.
It's sitting there.
It's exhausting.
You're sitting there in the stands. Be like, how come I haven't scored any goals?
Because you're not in the game.
Go to the net. Sitting on the
bench. You want to score goals? Go to the net.
Yeah. Ask for the puck.
Put your stick on the ice. from our intern, Alan Lee. Rod Peterson, 2020. New Cupid. Hey, Alan, learn how to spell my name right.
You can't. You're all geared up, heading out to. Hey, Jessica, would you like to? It's Allie.
Exactly.
You're out. Close, but not really.
Steven writes me from Minot. He goes, it wasn't Remple. It was Brian Gulley, Smart Investing. That's hilarious. Back to that CFL Reddit column on how to fix the CFL. This were the guy's 5 points. One, connecting to fans under 40, social media, gaming, etc. Two, adjusting how TSN presents the league. Three, lack of exposure countrywide. Four, fix the player contracts, i.e. roster stability. And five, lack of identity/control public narrative. Well, they're trying to control the public narrative, and it's not working. So I like the column and I'm with it. But do you think TSN likes to be told that you don't like their game broadcast, or the CFL likes to be told that you don't like their marketing? Like, it's cool for this guy to write it. It's all good. I'm not getting into it. This is, we're marketing our show. We're marketing this. This is our team. What they do, frankly, is their business. And that's what we've been kicking around for hours.
Mm-hmm. It is. And we all want to play a part in this. We all want to see a healthy, prosperous Canadian Football League. Helps us, keeps us having great content to talk about. We have great relationships with the teams and the players and the league. But we also have to, be honest when we see, mistakes that are being made or see things that we think can be improved. But, I mean, they want the same things. We all want the same things, right? And that's what makes the world go round and the positivity continue to grow. So, everybody can be marketing better. Everybody can be making more money. It's a new world. It's an interesting world because nobody really has it figured out. And especially in a digital world where one guy or a team of guys is changing an algorithm to try and make more organic content and making advertising tougher, it's changing all the time. So you have to constantly be learning. There is no one way to do things and print the manual and live by the manual for 20 years. It doesn't exist anymore.
Golden Knights seem to have it figured out pretty good.
They've got it figured out, but they got their finger on the pulse.
Right.
Always taking the temperature.
They're listening.
Always taking the temperature and adapting to changing conditions all the time.
They're listening.
They're listening.
One more from Pink's, Todd Pinkney on the Prairie Mobile text line. He says, Johnny Hockey coming home to Philly. He's one of the few Flyers fans in this province. I guess we broke news today that Johnny Gaudreau is unhappy in Calgary. I thought everybody knew. Next hour, we'll be talking Canucks with Andrew Walker from Sportsnet 650 Vancouver. Devin Herou, live from the Scotties, the CBC's Devin Herou. And Chris Lugood, head coach and GM of the Estevan Bruins. It's the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
It's time to trade and upgrade at Capital GMC. We're ready to pay top dollar for your vehicle, and you deserve an upgrade. Check out this loaded, certified pre-owned 2019 Chevy Impala. Its Capital GM buyback resale event price is only $21,215 plus tax. That's half price from its original MSRP. Or upgrade to the certified pre-owned 2019 GMC Acadia for just $31,882 plus tax. Happening for a limited time at Canada's largest certified pre-owned dealer, Capital GMC in Regina.
You need to adapt and you need to move forward. You can't be stuck in 1920. Direct West is on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, how they're doing it, and when you work with Direct West, things are good. There's no going backwards, they're moving forward. My business would not be where it is today without the help of Direct West to help me with my website and my Facebook and all my online presence. I've worked with Direct West for about 10 years, and it's been a great experience.
He's covering everything that matters to you. It's the Rod Peterson Show. Tune in live Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to noon to catch the show live and be a part of the action. Take control by commenting live and sharing the show with your friends.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
A man's personality and character is exuded through his haircut. Your image is important. Our high-end services range from a traditional haircut and shave to gray blending, beard shaping, and unwanted hair removal. Located at 425 Victoria Avenue East, book your appointment online now at modernmen.ca or call Tammy 306-522-4111. Modern Men, a haircut for the modern man.
For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.